Hey everybody, welcome to Slapstick Conversations on Clowning. I'm your humble hobo host, Gunky, and also with me today in the studio is the beautiful and talented and sniffling?
Yes.
Jazzy.
Hi everybody. Yeah, sorry. I'm just getting over a little bit of a sickness here.
Are you really sick, or are you just like full of snot or what?
Yeah.
Sounds like she's really sick, everybody.
Don't make me laugh, which will be easy in this interview.
Well, today we have a special episode for you. The Red Skelton Festival, who he liked to call himself one of America's clowns. By being one of America's clowns, of course, we're going to talk about it on Slapstick Conversations on Clowning. So we're kind of live on site here today.
Yeah.
And we're going to try and get some interviews today. Right, Jazzy?
Yeah. In fact, this time I think I should stay in the studio and you go down and get the interviews.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I want to be in charge.
Oh, Lord help us.
Yeah.
Do you know what all these buttons do?
Just the eject button. That's the one I know.
No, not the eject button. Do not push that button.
Not that one?
No, push the green button that says microphone on. So you want me to go do the interviews?
I would, yes. Yeah. Because I'm not feeling so good. You know that.
Great. The button's going to be covered in snot. And who knows if she's going to push the right button.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Well, I think we've got a couple of interviews lined up, and I'm not sure who else we'll be talking to. I guess what? I head out to the street?
Yeah, head on down there.
All right. You want me to take this microphone here?
Yeah. Take the microphone, head on downstairs. I got you covered.
And remember, which button do not push? Which button?
I do not push the red one.
And you do push the
green one.
All right. I'll head out.
All right. While Gunky's headed downstairs, I'm going to just take a look around this with the buttons in this control room. My gosh, there are so many buttons. I told him I knew what I was doing, but I really just wanted to be in the control room. But you know what? There's a lot more buttons. There's this like purple one. I don't know what that does. There's a blue one, this yellow one. You know what? I'm just going to go with the yellow one. That's my favorite color. And I see him down there. It looks, I think we've got an interview with the director. Let's listen in, guys. And I'm pushing the button right now.
Welcome to Slapstick Conversations on Clowning. And today, we are taking you to the Red Skelton Fest in Vincennes, Indiana. And I'm talking to the director, the lady in charge, Ann Pratt. Hi, Ann.
Hey, how are you, Gunky?
I'm good. We've been doing this a long time. You moved the parade.
We did.
And you moved the festival.
And the festival. But what's interesting is this was the festival's original home. It lived here until about 2015, and then we moved it to the museum, and now we moved it back.
Okay. Now, how long has the festival and parade been going on?
Since 2006. So the very first year was 2006, so this is the 17th annual Red Skelton Festival and Parade.
That's awesome. About how many people do you expect to come out today? Do you have an idea?
Usually it's around 400 or 500 that we get down here, but it's looking awful crowded already, so this might be a big year.
Okay, and let's tell people who may not be familiar with the fest why we're having the festival for the Red Skelton Festival.
So I'm the director of the Red Skelton Museum, and if you don't know who Red Skelton is, he is a famous, famous comedian that had a TV show that ran for 20 years, 1951 to 1971. Google him.
Wait, were you alive then?
I was alive, but I was pretty little. Yes, yeah, so, yeah, but he's an amazing man. He was not just a comedian. He was a painter. He was an author. He was a composer. And so we are keeping his legacy alive. But most of all, he loved clowns. So that's why the Red Skelton Festival has a clown focus.
Why Vincennes, Indiana?
That is where Red Skelton's from. He was born in a little house right across the street from the museum, and it's actually still standing there. So his widow, Lothian, is actually here today, and she always talks about how important it was to Red that he was from Vincennes and how much attached he stayed to his hometown. So it's really the perfect place for his museum and fest.
That is awesome. Now, for people who don't know, can you give the address of the museum if they want to come check out the museum's open year-round, is that correct?
We're open year-round. We're open 7 days a week in the summer, 6 days a week the rest of the year. And we are at 20 Red Skelton Boulevard. The easiest way is just go to our website, redskeltonmuseum.org.
Perfect.
Got all the events, got all the times, the admission fees, all that stuff is on our website, redskeltonmuseum.org. And it's not skeleton, it's skelton, S-K-E-L-T-O-N.
Awesome. And you're missing a good time if you're not here. Right, Ann?
Right here, right now. Place to be, Vincennes, Indiana.
Since we're talking about clowning real quick, you have clowns that come back year after year after year. How long have your longtime clowns been coming back to do this?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody that's been here for all the years, but a lot of you guys that I see here have been here since I started in 2012. So it's been a long time for a lot of you guys, I know.
Okay. And one real quick question before we go on to something else. Why the emphasis on clowns, in case people don't know?
Just because Red Skelton loved clowns, loved them. And he always talked about his dad would help with the circus, and maybe his dad helped as a clown when the circus would come through Vincennes. So Red Skelton had a huge clown collection, and he honestly felt that clowning was the highest form of entertainment. So when he got introduced, he never wanted to be known as the greatest, the Emmy winner, you know, movie star. He just wanted to be introduced as one of America's clowns.
Awesome. I feel honored to even be here to honor him.
Yeah.
So thank you for letting me hang out with you.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll have a lot of fun along the parade route. What do you say?
We sure will. It's going to be an awesome parade.
All right. Thanks, Ann.
Thank you.
These two are probably relying on me to make a smooth transition.
Hey, looks like Gunky's headed back up here. Hey, Gunky, how'd it go?
Hang on a second. Oh, it's a long way back up and down those stairs.
Oh,
that was such a fun interview, though. Ann is a sweetheart. I thoroughly enjoyed that. So I want to thank Ann for, let me catch my breath, for allowing me the opportunity to interview her. Okay.
You did good.
Thank you.
Okay. On to your next assignment.
I just sat down.
There is no rest for reporters. Okay. We have an assignment.
What?
Your next assignment is you're going to go downstairs and see if you can get an interview with Lothian Skelton, Red Skelton's widow.
What? I've never talked to her before.
Well, you know what? It's about time you did.
I'll be back in a little bit.
Run. You've got to run down there. We will see if he can talk to Lothian Skelton. We will be right back with Gunky's interview, if he gets it.
Who said this wouldn't be entertaining?
You're listening to Slapstick Conversations on Clowning. I'm Gunky, your hobo host, and I'm here with the wonderful, so kind and generous, the widow of Red Skelton.
Okay, Lothian Skelton, that's me, and he's not Gunky, folks. He's really a very nice clown. He's a lot of fun, and I'm hoping you'll ask me a few questions.
I will. I intend to ask you a few questions. Tell me, we'll start with the background. Tell me how you became involved with the Red Skelton Museum, and then the festival out of that, of course.
Well, quite frankly, Dr. Summers, who was president of the Vincennes University, and James McCormick, who is no longer here, but they're a very prominent family here, they brought me the plans for a Red Skelton Performing Arts Center. and I was absolutely thrilled over the idea that started in 1999 January with the idea, and we proceeded forward up until the time the theater was built, and now the opening of the museum in 2013, biggest pride of my life.
And you come back every year for this event. Why? What keeps you coming back?
Well, because this is like a second home.
Yeah.
And I have an investment in care and interest and progress. And this is, I couldn't do anything less than that.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So,
Red was had an affinity for clowns. Can you explain to my listeners, because this is about clowning, where that affinity came from? And do you share that affinity?
Well, you know, the way I understood that Red's father did clowning, but Red just is naturally funny. And happy clowns, he, of course, had sad clowns too, but he enjoyed clowns, smile, laugh, happy, and he did happy clowns. And I think it came because his father was also a circus man as well, and he didn't have a father for that long, but he was influenced by his father's work.
Okay. I didn't ask you this question before.
Yes.
Don't put you on the spot, and you don't have to answer it.
Oh.
But I don't know, how did you and Red get together?
Well, that's not a big mystery.
Okay.
He knew me when I don't remember him. He was pushing me in my baby buggy when
he and
my father used to play backgammon together in Los Angeles. Yes.
So he literally was a cradle robber.
He was a cradle robber. My mother knew Edna, his first wife, and the families all knew each other. My father was also in show business, so I grew up in that business.
Okay.
And so I'm sort of a product of it. So it was only natural that our paths would cross, because he was part of that. I was part of that era, and he was part of that era.
One more quick question for you.
What?
This morning you shared a story with me about Red gave you a gift. Do you remember what you said that was?
He gave me the gift of goodness.
Yeah.
And he told me, and I still use it, you take the word and you write out the word good, G-O-O-D. And as he would say, you strike out one of the O's, and now you found him. We know that that spells God.
And that's so
nice. That was something that I, of course, obviously couldn't forget for the rest of my life.
Okay, you also said he helped transform you as a person.
Yes, he did.
And how was that? You said something about your countenance, and he kind of helped change that a little bit.
I think that basically I was, I've always been a rather shy person in a sense.
Okay.
But he told me that a smile lifts someone's spirits. A serious face can bring other people down.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, keep that smile on your face. Stop the serious look, and it'll make a big difference in your life. And it has.
I can
very
see
definitely,
that. You're
yeah.
such a warm and kind person.
I learned. I listened.
Wow.
Yeah.
What would Red, this is my final question.
Okay.
What would Red think of all this activity, the festival, the museum, the Performing Arts Center, all this stuff centered around him?
Oh, there's no doubt he would smile and he'd be proud and just, thank you. Thank you. He'd say, he loves everybody. He'd say, I love you all. Thank you.
Well, he's definitely picked a winner, and I think he married up. I think you said that earlier, too.
Well,
you're a sweetheart.
Thank you
for taking the time to talk to me.
Wow, Gunky, she's so sweet and so kind of her to take her time to talk to you.
She was. She's a precious lady. Her commitment to the museum and maintaining Red's memory. I'm glad she took a few minutes to talk with us.
I am too.
Yeah.
You did good job, Gunky.
See, I could do this reporter stuff.
Yeah.
How are you doing to being the boss? Did you push any wrong buttons yet?
No, are you kidding? This is like nothing.
Okay, pop quiz. What does that button do?
This is like where the music comes out.
You got that one right.
Oh,
what's this button do? What's this button do?
This is when I'm hungry and I push that button, somebody brings me food.
P.T. Barnum said, clowns are the pegs on which the circus is hung. If that's the case, the biggest circus these two could support would be a flea circus.
And I think we're back. Hey, Gonky.
What?
There's a guy down there that looks just like Red Skelton.
What?
Gonky, grab your mic. Your mic and run downstairs. It's your turn. Go.
Okay. I have to run?
Yeah, as fast as you can. But be careful.
You're listening to the Slapstick Conversations on Clowning podcast. And I'm back at the Red Skelton Fest. And I'm here with the wonderful, the talented, the amazing, the kind, the generous. What else did you write down here that I'm supposed to say? I'm here with Brian Red Skelton Hoffman. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'll take that. It's an honor.
And Brian, if you've never seen him, has a wonderful Red Skelton tribute in Pigeon Forge. Tribute show in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, right?
Yes. Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. 6 days a week. I'm nuts.
Well, that was written about you on the bathroom wall, but I wasn't going to say anything.
I know. I put it there.
Brian has been the headline act here for...
Oh, gosh. 5 years. I'm guessing maybe six.
I think it's been longer than that.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's an honor. It's an honor every year. They don't get tired of me.
Well, that makes one person. No. if you've never seen Brian's tribute to Red Skelton, it's amazing. He does a spot on, would we call this an impersonation?
Yeah.
Because it's a tribute?
Yeah, combination, impersonation, tribute. A lot of times, impersonation, the choices vary as hard as you want to look at it. A true tribute artist should be able to look, sound, and act like the individual, and they're telling me I'm pulling it off.
You're pretty darn close. Yeah. It's just looking at you now, I feel like I'm talking to Red, so I hope that's a compliment.
It is a compliment, and I'm honored to be able to do this. And if you'd have told me when I was a kid, pay attention, this is what you're going to be doing as an adult, I would have thought you were nuts. You're nuts. But then again, that's why it's written on the bathroom wall.
Now, what brings you back year after year, besides the paycheck? What brings you back year after year?
I've got a Dodge Durango. It's pretty good on the road.
You need the paycheck to fill it up.
Yeah,
right?
We do, and then some. But actually, it's just the honor to be able to portray Red, and I love coming back here. This is his hometown. This is where he grew up. He probably stood right here at one time throwing stones at somebody just to give him a hard time.
Were you around then? It looks like he threw a couple at you.
Yeah, he probably did. They hit me pretty good. They actually swung that ugly stick at me.
He made contact, right?
He did.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, you're an amazing artist. I love your show.
Thank you.
What about Red and clowns? Can you make a connection to Red and clowns? Do you like clowns?
I guess I don't dislike clowns.
Oh, that's good, because I don't dislike you.
Yeah, there you go. I don't get the whole fear of a clown. I've never figured that one out yet. But it's the fact that clowns, they can do it all. They can do everything. They can make you laugh. They can make you cry. They can make you... Yeah, it's just all the emotions are there in every clown. They're very humble. They're very personable. And that's how Red was. He cared about his fellow human being. He really wanted to do anything he could to make you laugh. Because while we're laughing, we forget about our problems.
Exactly.
Because you can really only have one emotion at a time. And you're either happy and you're laughing, or you're sad, and it's not fun to be sad.
Well, you bring all those emotions to the forefront during your show. You do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Of emoting the things that Red did.
Yeah, I do my best. I still, to this day, after 15 years, I still watch, I listen, I see the little things that I miss, the little nuances that I miss, you know, and then I add that into the show. I really do.
Let me ask you real quick, and I'll let you go. What got you, I should have started here, into impersonating Red? Because you resemble him.
Yeah.
As I'm looking at you face to face, you do resemble him. Is that what got you?
No, I couldn't see it. You know, I look in the mirror, I see me. I don't see Red Skelton. I was actually impersonating another character.
Okay.
Do you know which one?
No.
You don't see it when you look at me?
Oh, from the Munsters?
Yeah. Grandpa.
Grandpa. Yeah. Al Lewis.
Yeah. I was dressed in full costume as Al Lewis, Grandpa Munster, full makeup, full outfit, dead-on impersonation of that man,
yeah,
too.
I see that.
When a guy tapped me on the shoulder and he goes, "Do you know who you remind me of?" And I'm thinking, "Yeah, Grandpa." And they said, "No, Red Skelton." And I'm just like, "All right, I give up." Because I've been hearing it for years.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I can look like both people, because I didn't think they looked like one another, but... You know, I guess I got a little bit of that and a little bit of that.
Yeah, so. you're right in between.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So that's really what it is. And Las Vegas is where I started. And I was very blessed to be able to be one of the longest headlining acts in the Westin Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. 4 years running.
Awesome.
Until they decided to close the theater. And another guy come up and said, "Get out of here and go to Pigeon Forge."
Okay.
And I'm like, "Are you kidding me? Leave Vegas and go to Pigeon Forge?" Tennessee.
Yeah, that's quite a culture change.
It is. But I went to Pigeon Forge and I went, "This is like Vegas without the debauchery." So let's do it.
So actually, that's a perfect place for a Red Skelton
it really
tribute
is.
Show.
It really is. And I get more families coming to see me than I ever did in Vegas.
Okay.
So, and it's nice to hear a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old giggling and laughing just as much as mom and dad.
Good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Or grandma and grandpa.
Before I let you go, how can people get tickets to your show if they're going to be around Pigeon Forge?
Yeah, go online, redskeltontributetheater.com, redskeltontributetheater.com, or call 865-428-8900. That's 865-428-8900. Call now. Operators are standing by.
Well, at least one operator is.
Yeah, I'm standing right here and the phone's on me.
Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome. Thank you, Gunky. God bless.
All right. God bless.
Okay, we've talked to Ann Pratt, Lothian Skelton, Brian Hoffman, and can we just talk to one of the clowns in the Red Skelton Festival, Gunky? Can you run down there and do that for us?
I'm still trying to hydrate from running up and down the stairs. Who am I talking to?
I just would like you to just interview one of just the clowns in the festival and just get their thoughts and feelings about it.
Okay, I just got up here and now I have to go back down there again.
Yeah, don't make me press this red eject button.
No, not the eject button.
Whoever coined the phrase "send in the clowns" didn't realize these two would arrive postage due.
All right, we're back at the Red Skelton Festival. I'm Brian Gunky Waltman, your host for Slapstick Conversations on Clowning. And now I'm talking to a very amazing and talented, and well, you also have to have a steady hand. He's a wood burner?
Wood burner.
Okay.
Yes.
This is a pyrographer. Well, I'm a pyrographer, but I like the cream pies.
Okay, yes. That was good.
This is Jeff Wilsey. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, and tell everybody what your business is.
Okay, I do wood burning by Wilsey, and it's actually called pyrography. It's burning with heat. So you use a pen that heats up, change the tips on it, and you burn the design into wood.
And
that's
what it is. It's they're works of art. Made out of just slabs of wood, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And well, I simplified it, but...
Well, it's a lot better on audio version because you can't see it. But yeah, it's
here, let's show everybody.
Yeah, show everybody.
Look at this. What are we looking at here?
Okay, you're looking at some Red Skelton pieces we're going to auction off tonight.
Okay.
And then just a bunch of ones that I do, like, to sell in a store in Gatlinburg.
Well, can you guys see the one that's an Indian over there?
Oh,
that's amazing.
That's awesome, isn't it? That took me like 20 hours to do that. Notice the detail in the feathers, if you can see it, folks.
I was noticing that.
Yeah.
Can you see that? It's amazing, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get back to you're talented and your stuff is beautiful.
Well, thank you.
But I also want to ask you why you, as a wood burner, are here at the Red Skelton Fest, but there's also another side to you as well. So first tell me what brought you here, and then tell me about your alter ego.
Well, if there's no cops around, I can tell you about the alter ego. But the wood burning, I started actually when I worked at Walt Disney World in Florida. I worked there 14 years. And I used to get stressed out. So I'd come home and I took that up to relax myself.
Cool.
So it's basically a hobby, just to chill. All right? I work at Old Smoky Moonshine. That's my normal job. I'm semi-retired, so I get money from the government, and I do moonshine tours, tasting tours.
Okay, yeah.
That's where the Cousin Jeff character came in.
Okay.
So Cousin Jeff is also my clown character. I used to be a hobo clown back in the 80s. Huh? I used to go to hospitals, nursing homes, county fairs. Then I stopped doing it for about 20 years when I was at Disney. Now I've gotten back into it, and I know Brian Hoffman. I live near Brian, and he's the Red Skelton impersonator that does the shows here. So he told us about the festival. So now I've gotten back into clowning. I've invested, you know, a few $100 now into good stuff.
Okay.
So now I'm getting back into clowning, and as soon as COVID's over and we can go back to clowning again, like nursing homes and hospitals, that's what I'm going to start doing. I don't do it for the money. I do it, you know.
You do it for the smiles.
I volunteer. Yes, for the smiles.
Okay.
And if you can't tell right now, we are both smiling. Okay?
And I've seen you back here several years. What brings you back to this festival?
Okay. This is my third year. Okay? I came the year before COVID, last year, and this year. I do 3 wood birdings.
Okay.
And I donate them to the museum, and we auction them off. And we raised money for the museum with 3 of my wood burnings.
Awesome.
The first year we made $3,000 on 2 wood burnings.
Wow.
Last year we did about $1,400 in 3 wood burnings.
Okay.
This year we got 3. We did one last night at the gala they had down at the town. They had a gala for the statue unveiling.
Right. That was a statue, for those of you who don't know, of Red selling newspapers.
As a 10-year-old boy.
In front of the Pantheon Theater. Yeah.
We raised $650 on the burning last night.
Nice.
It went for $650. We got 2 tonight. We got the Pledge of Allegiance, and we got the theme of the festival, which is, what
laughing
is it?
Stock.
Yeah, Laughing Stock. So it's a kind of takeoff on Laughing Stock, I believe,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's Clemkin Diddle Hopper in a cornfield.
Okay.
With a fish. I don't know where that came from. But anyway, so I had to replicate the logo button. Here, I'll hold it up.
It looks just like it.
Doesn't it?
Look,
yeah, it looks.
Here's the wood burning.
Yep.
And here's the button.
Yeah, it looks just like it. It really does. So they will be auctioning off tonight, and that's why I come back. And even if I don't wood burn, I would still come back as a clown. It's a 6.5-hour drive for me, but it's worth it.
All right.
And
well,
I get to meet a lot of other clowns, which is the reason you do it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And as a fellow Tennessean, it's good to see you.
Yes, and I didn't know you were that close, or I would have stopped and visited you when I come to Nashville.
Sure, I'd have thrown some. Well, you could have thrown some moonshine my way as you drove by.
I will do that next time. I will throw some moonshine your way.
All right, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. Anything you wanted? Oh, wait. How can people get a hold of like some of your wood burnings?
All right. Well, I have a Facebook page.
Okay.
Wood burning. It's 2 words. Wood burning. By, that's the third word. And then my last name is Wilsey. Will C. And you can find me on Facebook.
Facebook, Wood Burning by Wilsey.
I'm going to tell you something that I haven't told anybody.
Okay.
Well, no, I have severe arthritis in my hands. I have chronic back pain. I'm on very strong pain meds. So a lot of times when I do these wood burnings, I'm shaking like crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I have to wait and do them like at times when I'm not shaking, or I have to hold my one hand with the other hand to stop shaking. And so people don't realize that when they see my finished pieces, it's usually I've been shaking like crazy. Sometimes it helps, actually.
You can't tell it by looking at it. It's just some amazing quality stuff. Thank you, Jeff.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me on this. I'm waving at everybody. Bye, everybody.
It's a podcast. They can't see you. We'll see you in the parade tomorrow. All right, bud?
Tomorrow.
We'll see you tonight.
Yeah,
and
you
we'll
don't
see...
even know when the parade is, do you? It's tonight.
Oh, it is tonight.
It's tonight.
I'm so confused. Somebody get me out of here.
So I push the eject button and poof, Gunky's right here in the studio.
I wish we'd have pushed that button so much earlier.
You didn't want me to.
Oh, I didn't know what it did either, to tell you the truth.
Just gave you a lift.
You know what? Oh, I'm tired, but it's been a really good day. I had a lot of fun at the Red Skelton Festival. Got to meet some amazingly wonderful people. If you're a clown and you're anywhere around Southern Indiana, the Vincennes area, and you want to keep a clean, wholesome, funny guy's memory alive,
I think it's worth a trip to check it out.
Absolutely. I know you've gone there. I don't even remember how many years in a row.
I think I'm working on 7 years now. It's just a fun weekend. There's several shrine clown units of clowns that go. And then there's about 30 individual clowns that go. So it's worth trying once or twice and see what you think about it.
And it's supported by the town. They love it.
They love it. It's on the campus of Vincennes University. He was born and raised there in Vincennes, and that's where he got his start for show business. And his dad was a clown, and that's where he decided that he wanted to get into show business and make people laugh. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being in charge, Jazz.
No problem. I need a hat or something, like an in charge hat.
No, it's going to her head.
I love it.
All right, wait, I'm taking over the controls again. Thank you for listening to this episode of Slapstick Conversations on Clowning. I'm your humble hobo host with my under the weather hostess, Jazzy. Say bye, Jazz.
Bye. I look forward to our next time together.
Okay, and I'm taking the controls back. And just remember, life is a circus. Just don't walk behind the elephants.